even though Governor-elect Doyle has not come out against the 340-megavolt transmission line, Seoul President Tom Krieger of Mosinee is optimistic that he has a friend in the governor's mansion. Krieger says Doyle's appointment of the new consumer-friendly person to head the Public Service Commission gives them hope.
End up with a commission that again looks at where we're at and what we desire to have for the future, and then develop a plan for getting there. Right now we don't have that. It's really a hodgepodge of a process that really does nobody any favors anywhere along the line.
Seoul, a grassroots group of environmentalists and property owners, contends the 250-mile-long Arrowhead Weston line is not needed, that a new line should come from the western part of the state where power line corridors already exist.
Be real honest, I'd like to see them toss Arrowhead Weston and get back to the real issues of what are the needs of the state. The information that's used to justify Arrowhead Weston is now about 5 years old. It's quite outdated, especially with the changes that have already happened in the state as far as new generations starting to move forward.
The Public Service Commission has to decide whether to reapprove the power line's permit. Krieger wants to see more public hearings to suggest alternate ways to meet the state's energy needs. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.